Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 3rd of May, recording at 6:50 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. There's definitely some evidence that the global stock market rally has kicked in. That's in response to the short-term oversold condition that's persisted in recent weeks. The key question now is whether we're going to see a somewhat better rally and a bit of top formation extension beneath the year's earlier highs, or whether we're just going to see a very brief period on the upside and then a resumption of the downward trend. More on that in a moment. Now, strong rumors coming out of Asia recently that the yuan or the renminbi, whichever you call it, the Chinese currency, is about to be revalued. That has prompted some speculation. It's helped to firm the Hong Kong stock market in recent weeks, and it was also a factor behind some strong gains in the Malaysian market earlier this year. The link there is that that would make it more likely that the Malaysian ringgit would be revalued upwards against the US dollar. Elsewhere, bonds, nothing much going on there, slightly steadier. In currency markets, the dollar is a bit firmer. In the precious metal markets, some profit taking. Again, these markets are largely range bound overall, but the dollar rallies have tended to weigh on these precious metals and also the industrial metals. Okay, let's go back to stock markets and this question of whether or not we're going to see a somewhat bigger rally and a ranging phase of top formation extension, or just a brief rally and then head straight back down again. In all honesty, I just don't know the answer to that question, and therefore I've positioned myself to hopefully be able to take something out of either case. I'm fairly well hedged right now against my remaining long positions. These are albeit asymmetrical hedges, meaning that I haven't hedged like for like. My longs are primarily in some resource stocks and funds, and also in some Asian emerging market funds, mainly in India and Thailand and a bit in Japan. Now, I haven't shorted any of those areas, so thus calling it an asymmetrical short. All my short positions are in the US and European stock market futures. The US stock market futures, I've concentrated on the NASDAQ index because it had been leading on the downside. And in Europe, I've spread it around a little bit more, mainly in, or I think entirely, in the Italian MIB index, the UK FTSE 100 index, and the Swiss market index. I'm holding off at the moment on further additions to the short side, just wanting to see how much steam this technical rally actually has going for it. And if it does continue, though, for another week or two, let alone a little longer, it would almost certainly hit some of my in-the-money stops on earlier positions, which would, of course, lighten my shorts and would mean that I would be giving up some of the profit that had accumulated on those. It would also be increasing short-term losses in remaining positions that are open and not protected with stops. And hopefully it would not be just a quick spike up and then back down, but would afford me an opportunity to let those shorts out again at even more advantageous prices. Now, in the event of a good rally, there are some long positions that I wouldn't mind lightening, but I'm in no giveaway mood, so I would only do that on a basis of strength. Now, the other possibility is that markets, this rally peters out fairly quickly after the U.S. interest rate announcement and, more importantly, comments coming from the Fed. And given another downward dynamic and a sustained break to new lows, then I would lower stops or add more stops and probably increase my stock market asymmetrical hedge positions on the basis of that additional weakness. Whatever, I maintain that upside scope for the rest of this year and probably the first half of 2006 in stock markets is really quite limited, and that the downside risk is fairly considerable. I don't know whether we will see the bigger sell-off this year, or perhaps even more likely in 2006. That would tie in with the second year of US presidential cycles, which historically have shown the poorest performance for the US stock market. But I think interest rates are going to be the real key. And as I've said before on a number of occasions, that I'm very unlikely to be buying in terms of stock market positions for medium or longer term rallies until we commence the next cycle of declining short-term interest rates. Now, moving on to government bonds, these are just firm generally in the so-called flight to quality. I don't think it's much quality given all the paper that's being offloaded and given the inflation pressures, which are certainly higher than the reported statistics in my view. But for the moment, at any rate, the bond markets remain, government long-dated bond markets remain quite steady. Technically, I think there's very limited upside and that the next big move will be downwards. Now, in terms of currencies, the outlook that I've been calling for is mainly for a year of ranging by the US dollar against the other major currencies. Now, I see no reason to change that, and at the moment, I can't say, as I've mentioned before, that we've seen the full extent of the US dollar's technical rally. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit more on the upside. I've got a small hedge, one third of what I had previously, to protect against downside in my precious metal positions, mainly silver, should we get a further rally in the US dollar. And that hedge position is a small long position in the US dollar against the Japanese yen. Remember, I'd had the bigger position last month and earlier this month, closed it at a profit, but a reduced profit when I got out of hospital. And then I reopened up a third of it at a slightly more advantageous level. So, what other factors can I mention here on the currency side? On a longer term view, I maintain that we've seen most of the dollar's bear market decline. That doesn't mean it's in a bottoming out phase, because that could be years away. We could just see a prolonged period of ranging. And indeed, in the last couple of years, we've seen far more ranging and trending, albeit within that overall bearish environment for the dollar. I think that's still the case. We're closer to the lows by virtue of the additional declines that we've seen over the last 2 years. But activity is dominated by ranging, and I'm not looking for much beyond, decline slightly beyond the dollar index historic support from the 1990s in that 78 to 80 region. I think we'll go a little bit below that, but I've never been an advocate of a US dollar collapse. Now, if I'm right in the forecast that we will see primarily ranging, then interest rate differentials are likely to be a big factor on people's minds, because in a ranging market, you do not want to hold a currency speculative currency position with disadvantageous interest rates. So that would favor some of the commodity producing countries and also the US dollar as rates continue to move a little bit higher. And we'll almost certainly see, well, it's pretty much guaranteed, we'll see the Fed move the US federal funds rate up to 3% in about half an hour's time. Elsewhere, I mentioned that precious metals were softer here today. Slightly firmer dollar, rising interest rates create a headwind for this sector. But it's not that weak. It's mostly ranging. We're 24.2665 in gold. And I regard all these precious metals as being in secular bull markets, as are all the industrial commodities, really. Now, one of them that had rallied on Friday after a period of weakness, but it's back down today, is oil. And of course, that's the most important commodity in terms of overall global influence, and also in terms of production and consumption. And it's down 120 as I speak at 49.70. That's down 122. So back below 50. I think it could move a little lower. I've said that this is a medium-term correction, but I'm not looking for it. I'd be surprised, for instance, if it went back to $40. I think that's no better than a 30% chance. But while oil is in retreat, that does lend some support for stock markets, and we've seen a bit of that again today. And I think that's pretty much it. So it'll be interesting to digest what the Fed actually says, and I'll comment on that tomorrow. All the best.